Locker room chats continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We're on to Troy as the Trojans getting set for a game against Blue Valley this weekend. But games last night against Hiawatha, and we have a chance to recap those. And we'll start here on the girls' side with head coach Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and also Anderson Meats. Coach, another Big 7 opponent here in the first couple games of the year. This time it was at home against Hiawatha. A game you're in it, you know, for three-plus quarters, but Hiawatha able to pull away. They get the win 43-33. You know, take us through that game a little bit and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, Hiawatha came out blazing hot. You know, Lears and Delaney were both hitting a bunch of shots in the first quarter, and they were hoping to do a great job of guarding them. And got down 16-4 after one. So, you know, in the back of my head, you know, the way we've had teams in the past, this game might have turned into a 30-point game. Boy, I saw a little bit of something different from us this year as we turned around and went on a 15-3 scoring run in the second quarter to tie it up at 19.5. So I thought that was really gutty from us to dig down and have a good quarter to get it tied back at halftime. And then, gosh, I don't know what happened. Darcy Lears, I guess we didn't know what her number was, or our girls forgot what she looked like. She had 13 in the third quarter and just distanced them too far away from us to catch up. And then we didn't handle a couple situations well late. You know, when we need the ball, we got to do some things better, like running and trapping and stuff. So some things, you know, just basketball IQ stuff that's fixable. And I saw some good enough good things, you know, that outweigh the positive things in our first two ball games. You know, playing two Big 7 league schools, we're playing a very tough schedule. And I think that's how we find out about ourselves early.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And really, that second quarter was impressive to watch. Again, you get down 16-4, but you battle back. You tie the game at 19 going into halftime. And, yeah, just Darcy Lears, just kind of the difference maker for Hiawatha. She goes for 25, and as you mentioned, 13 in the third quarter. I want to talk about a little bit with the late-game situations. You know, the game is still close late. You know, a couple minutes left. You're grinding to try to either get a steal or maybe even a quick foul. I felt like there were times maybe in the last minute or even 90 seconds. You know, I could even hear you on the sideline screaming for a foul, but your girls were just maybe not quite committing fully to get that foul, and some more time was running off the clock. I mean, did you get really a good explanation on just what was happening down the stretch? Were they just, you know, not being too aggressive, or just what was kind of that situation the final minute and a half?
Yeah, and both of our first games have come down to those situations, as both games were close, and we're needing, you know, 6-7 points in the last couple minutes. You know, we've got to have the ball. And I don't know. I mean, the girls, if they don't understand what I'm saying, I told them last night, if you don't know what I mean, you need to just look me in the eye and say, make it clear for us, coach, or something. Because sometimes in a timeout, me and myself as a coach, you know, you talk about too many things and they're just overblown with information. And I need to just focus on the main thing we have to do and make that clear, so that we're all on the same page. But also in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, we've got one returning starter, and most of our girls out there played very, very sparingly minutes last year in any varsity game. So keeping in the back of my head that, hey, you know, we've got a lot of growing to do. We've got a freshman who's a great, great player, had a great player in that first game, had a great game in her debut against Riverside, and then handled the ball well for us again last night. And we just all need to keep growing together, and then that's kind of how we find out about ourselves. But, man, just listening to what I say, and trying to do that to the best of your ability is what we need to focus on, too, because the physical part hasn't been too bad the first two games, but we've had some mental mistakes and some mental toughness type deals. But it's fixable, and, you know, it's a long season.
Yeah, you mentioned Harper Wettstein, the freshman who had 20 in that opener against Riverside. She goes for 10 against Hiawatha, so 30 points in a couple of games for her. How have you seen her kind of progress here early on in her first taste at the varsity level?
Yeah, we didn't keep her a secret very long. You know, when she went, I think she went 20 points, 5 assists, 5 steals, 4 rebounds against Riverside. Then last night again, I had only 2 turnovers. Had only 1 turnover against Riverside. Had 2 turnovers last night. So, man, 11 assists and 3 turnovers for her so far on the season. That's, you know, just being a great point guard for us, and she can score. I probably didn't do a great job of getting her enough shots last night. Hiawatha's zone was pretty good, and some of our zone offensive stuff isn't great, but Peyton was a little off last night and had only 1 point in the first half against Riverside and came back with 13 in the second half of that game. So still looking for some consistency for her. And we really need a different, like, third scorer every night. Kaylee Grable did have 8 points last night to help us with some post scoring. And we need to get some of those post points, you know, in the paint, and we really do need that third scorer every night. And it might be a different third scorer every night, but we do need somebody to step up and be that third scorer for us.
Finally, Coach, a rare Saturday game here in December. You go to Blue Valley to get your third game this year. You know, what's the early scouting report like on this Blue Valley team? Have you had a chance to look at them at all? They're 1-1 through a couple of games. Just what's kind of the expectations for the rest of this week leading up to Saturday?
Yeah, a long road trip on a Saturday. We're going to have to beat the trip first, get up at 9:30, I think, and leave on the bus, drive two hours and 20 minutes or so. And we're desperate for a win. We're 0-2. We played two decent teams. I think out of the Big 7 League, but this is the first league game for us. And it's one we need to get, even though it's a long road trip. Haven't seen a lot of Blue Valley yet on film. We'll get to work on them today a little bit. I know that in the Twin Valley League, there's certainly not going to be any easy ones, so we're going to have to go out and make some shots. And, you know, improve on our defense a little bit. I think we've given up a few too many points. And, you know, then last night letting the Lears girl go for 25, that's just kind of a lack of focus. We need to make sure we shut down good players, and hopefully we can put a little bit more pressure on Blue Valley on Saturday also.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy girls basketball coach, coming off the loss to Hiawatha on Tuesday, getting set for a trip to Blue Valley, a rare Saturday tilt here in early December. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Saturday. We will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, take care, Brandon. Appreciate you.